All right, hello. My name is Dustin Hartzler, and I'm from yourwebsiteengineer.com. And today we're going to talk about Google Apps for email. And this is one of the things that I've been using a lot for most of my clients. And I have some exciting and not so exciting news today. There's been some changes with Google that happened actually right today, earlier today, and they're already in effect. So we're going to talk through some things like that. But let's go ahead and get started and show you a little bit about what we're going to talk about today. First, I want to talk about the outline. I'm going to talk about the advantages, and there are a ton of advantages of using Google Apps. We're going to talk about disadvantages. I'm going to show you a little demo of setup. It's not going to be as good of a demo as I wanted it to be because of some of the things that have changed. And then I'll show you a little bit inside my Google Apps account and just some things that I can share with you from there. But let's go ahead and go through some of the advantages. One of the big advantages that I like to tell people, or I like to that I know when I'm setting up a Gmail account or a Google Apps account for people, is most people know how to use Gmail. And that is a big, big deal because there's so many people that are using Gmail. Google Apps is very, very similar. Another great thing is it syncs with all your devices. Whether you use an app on your phone or your tablet or you just use the browser, it's always in sync. So if you delete a message in one place, it's going to be deleted on another place. There's no more of, hey, I need to check my email on my desktop computer, then I've got to go to my phone and then go through and change all those things, or you know, mark them as read or delete them and archive them and do all those things. That's what's called IMAP, and we'll talk about that a little bit more as well. Plus, if you have a Google Apps account, it gives a company all the Google services that sync together. So say you set up a Google Apps account with your clients and they have maybe a client base, or maybe they have four people that work at their small business. Then all of their Google accounts will sync together, so especially like their calendar. So people can put stuff on each other's calendar. They can see when other people are busy. It's really great. It's a really neat feature. And so that's one of the highlights that a lot of people like about Google, using Google Apps and those sort of services. Some more advantages, and these are my favorite because I do not like being the person that knows everything about email. So you do not need to have your own email servers. You do not need to have your email or system admins. You don't need to be a database admin. You don't have to worry about replication, backups, anything to do with email. It's going to work. I've been using Google Apps now for maybe 3 or 4 years, and I've never once tried to log in and Google has been down, ever. I mean, and I'm on my email account all the time. I'm always in there. I'm always going through, always trying to figure, you know, always in my messages. And I've never once had that go down, or my calendar or my Google Docs or anything like that. So they have great customer support that's always up. You know, their service is always up. And so that makes it really friendly to recommend this to your website clients. Another thing that I really like, and I am a Google Apps junkie that's in the browser. So I am always in my browser. I don't have it mapped to Google Mail or into my mail app on my Mac. I don't have things, you know, set up. I always use it via the Google Chrome tab. And so one thing I really like is when people forward me YouTube videos, they play right in my browser. All I have to do is click on them and they will automatically start playing. You can also play WAV files and MP3s in your browser. If you have this set up, I think an Apple Mail will play WAV files but not MP3, or one or the other. And so if that's the case, if you get an MP3 or a WAV, then it's in your Apple Mail or maybe your Windows Outlook Mail or whatever. It's going to have to open up another program. You're going to have to play it. It's going to import it into iTunes. It's going to do all kinds of stuff. And this just makes it very simple to streamline. They easily add G+ contacts, and we'll talk maybe just a little bit more about Google+, but when you have a Google Apps account, everything is in cohesive likeness. Like you are inside your mail, then you have your Google Apps account, you have your calendar, you have your Google+ account, you have your YouTube channel. All that stuff is all in one profile or one social account, which is really nice. And they have a free feature called Priority Inbox. So this is where if you can set this up and you can have the most important people in your life, maybe it's your boss, maybe it's your wife or your spouse, somewhere along those lines, that whenever you get messages from them, they automatically go to the top. And Google is very good with learning what messages you respond to the most often or the most quickly. And so then those will make those into the priority inbox. So I really like that as well. One thing too that I don't have on my slides here, but another great feature and a good advantage is it has tons of keyboard shortcuts. So I can go through, honestly, with with going through my email messages, I can go and I can use keyboard shortcuts and really never touch the mouse. So if I'm in a message and I hit J, that's going to take me to the next message. K is going to take me to the previous message. If I want to reply to an email that I'm looking at, I hit the letter R. It's automatically going to pull up a window and I can start typing. If you hit A, it'll do a reply all. If you hit E, it's going to archive it. If you have something that's tagged, you can hit Y and it untags it. There's so many shortcuts that help you get through your email that much faster. Now, some more advantages with the Google Apps account. It has tons of storage space, 25 gigs worth of storage space, which is an awful lot. My account currently has 10 gigabytes, and I'll explain that here in just a second, why mine only has 10. But I've been using it for 4 years, and I only have 5 gigabytes stored, and I save everything. The hundreds of messages that I get a day, I just archive them. Those are all saved, all the content, all the attachments, everything. And I'm only up to 5 gigabytes, which is really, truly amazing. It also comes with 5 gigabytes of drive storage. And the drive storage is the that's actually what Google Documents are now called. They're now called the drive. So you can have 5 gigabytes worth of spreadsheets or keynote presentation, all those types of things stored with this account as well. Another great thing with Google accounts that you can set up is sometimes maybe people don't like the Google interface. Maybe they like what they're used to. I know that I am a big proponent of making sure that my customers or people that I know have a professional looking email address. And I'm going to reference this a couple times too during the presentation. And I call a professional email account a name@website.com. So it would, for example, like mine is Dustin@yourwebsiteengineer.com. And some people really like their Yahoo account and they have their happybear1111@yahoo.com. That's not really the best email address for to give to business clients, but what you can do with your Google Apps account, you can set them up that professional account and then you can just forward it over to their AOL account or their Hotmail or their Yahoo accounts, those sort of things. Very simple to do. It's very, very easy. Another really great thing that I like about Google Apps accounts is you can create group mailing addresses. So where this works out for me is I'm actually part of a business networking group and we have just a mailing address group called Everyone@, and then the website name for that group. And basically we just go in and we can add people to this group. And then if anybody wants to send a message to the entire group, all we have to do is send it to everyone@thewebsite.com. It's really perfect. It makes it very easy to stay in communication. And then I can do that with some of my close colleagues or close people that I work with all the time. If I want to bounce an idea off 5 people, you know, I can always send it to, you know, these 5 people at yourwebsiteengineer.com. So there are some disadvantages of using Google. Google has access to your information, but I don't know if you know this or not, but they already have access to your information. They are very good at knowing what's going on, and they have all your contact information, which is a good and bad thing at the same time, I guess. It can be good because it is it helps you find things easier on the web. So when you're linked into your Google account and you're searching in Google, it's going to know your preferences. It's going to come up with things that much faster, that much sooner. It's a little tricky to configure, so that is another thing to keep in mind. There are some tricky things, and I'm going to show you how to do that during this presentation. Another big disadvantage, and this is what the big news of the day is, there is no longer a free option. There used to be a free option that was out there that could be used for up to 10 email accounts per domain, completely for free. And so this was perfect, the perfect setup for the small business owner that maybe had a handful of accounts, and then you could leave an account for administrator, which would be yourself, and you could kind of manage everything. But now they're to the point, they want to make it easier for to differentiate between business and individuals. So right now, starting today of all days, December 6, 2012, the cost is $5 per email account per month, or that's $50 per email account per year. So it is a little bit pricey when to think about it, it's going to cost you a little bit of money, but the advantages way outweigh the disadvantages. I mean, you get spam filtering, you get the servers are always up. There's a ton of things that I see as huge advantages of using Google as your mail. Now, there are other email accounts or email costs. If you have an account over with Bluehost or GreenGeeks or HostGator, any of those companies, you can set up a free account and you can use what they call like Squirrel Mail, and there's a handful of other web clients that you can use to handle your email. It's completely free, but I have found that they do not do a very good job with the spam protection, or spam protection is horrible on some of those accounts. So you might get a lot of spam messages. So that could be a really big problem. The screenshots here you see to the right of the screen are from, they are from GoDaddy, and if you have a personal email account, it's going to cost you $1.45 per month, and that's only for one email address. And so that's going to be, if you can see down at the bottom, the arrow is a POP3 account. And basically what a POP3 account is that is an account that will only, it just downloads your message to any device that you have set up. So if you have a phone and a computer, you will download your messages to each device, and then when you delete them from your computer, it will not automatically update on your phone, which is kind of a big deal if you get a lot of messages and you don't want to be double handling, triple handling some of these messages. So to get to the unlimited account, you can have up to 10 addresses for $3.49 per month. So that's still a lot cheaper, but you're still going to have to start paying for some sort of website or for some sort of email account. So I just want to keep you in mind that there are some things that you can do that are less expensive, but there are ways about, they're not nearly as good with the spam. You're going to have some downtime. They're not going to work well with all your devices. I've found that Google is the best out there that works hands down all the time. Now, this is the press release that came out today that I just wanted to share with you. And thank you for people notifying me this morning, which was awesome. Otherwise, I was going to have this whole thing. I was going to do this hands-on demo. I was going to do all kinds of things, but it's going to make it a lot harder because I can't actually go and sign up for a free account because of these new things. Starting today, Google Apps are no longer accepting new signups for the free version of Google Apps. This option is to switch. The version will be no longer available in 30 days. So it has no impact on customers like myself who are already using the free version. We can continue to use them for free, but if you've never signed up, it is going to cost you $5 per month or $50 per year. So the changes are, if you are an individual that wants to use Google Web Apps like Gmail and Google Drive, you just need to create a free personal Google account. So maybe like dustin.hartzler@gmail.com, and you're going to get the same experience, but it's going to be based on individuals. If you're a business user and you want business email accounts, then you instead of having two different versions that they used to have, there's just going to be one. It's just their premium version. It's Google Apps for Business. You get 24/7 phone support for any issue. You get 25 gigabytes worth of an inbox, and you have 99.9% uptime guarantee with no scheduled downtime. Pricing is only $50 per year per user. And I'm looking here at a question here from the paid Google accounts is only for new accounts. Yes, that is how that's going to work. So if you have something you already set up and it's free, you have, that's perfectly fine. You can keep with that. But if you want to use Google Apps starting today and from now on, they will be a paid for service. Sorry about this. This is kind of a, there we go. So there is a free alternative that you could use if you have a client that maybe is kind of brand new to the web world. They're just starting getting an email account set up and whatnot. Let's say this client is Bob the Builder. We can sign up for a free Google account with him at bobthebuilder@gmail.com. And he just wants his email to look professional, and he doesn't want to pay for it and that sort of thing. So then what we could do is we could go into our web hosting account and we could create a professional looking email account called bob@thebobthebuilder.com, if that's his website. And then we could forward all his mail from his professional account, which is @bobthebuilder.com, to his Gmail account. And what's awesome about Gmail is very smart. When you get messages forwarded from email accounts, it knows what email account it came from, and it's able to send it from with that same email account. So for example, if somebody actually emailed bobthebuilder@gmail.com and he replied to it from Gmail, it would send him a message from bobthebuilder@gmail.com. If someone sent him to bob@bobthebuilder.com, which is his professional work email address, then when he replied to that in his same email account, that the Gmail account, it knows that it should reply and send from bob@bobthebuilder.com. So it's a little bit confusing, and it's not something that I highly recommend. But if somebody is out there, maybe a solopreneur, kind of like myself, a one-man or two-man show, it's a very simple way to set up. You still get all the great features of using a Google Apps account or a Gmail account and all the Google services, but you don't have that $5 per month price tag. Now, this isn't what I'm going to recommend for like a company with 10 to 20 to 30 employees, just because when you have a Google Apps account set up, you get everything synced together, which is a really big deal. The calendars will sync, you can share documents, you can share a lot of things. So that's kind of a big deal. So how to set up a Google Apps account? It's very simple. To go to google.com/apps and then click on start a free trial. And that button is in the upper right-hand corner. It's a green button. And there used to be the place on there where you could sign up for the free trial or the free account, which I have set up for myself. And then you could go in, you could always upgrade it if you had more than 10 users at a time or whatever. So we're going to work through some screenshots here of exactly what it looks like as you set up. So start the free trial. And then it takes you to this page where you send in or you fill out some information. You put your name and your first name and last name, and then use a current email address that you already have. So this, whether this be personal or whatever, as long as it's an email address that you can already receive messages to, that's what needs to go there. Otherwise, you won't get the notifications that things are set up. Then you put in your business name and then select how many employees that you have, your country and region, and your phone number. Click next, and then that will take you over to the next setup. You can either decide to set up with a current domain name. So if you have a website already, you can use a current domain name. Or if you want to use a mygbiz.com address, you can use that. That's a free account. And how that works is it would be like if I signed up with, for example, I'm using another domain that I have, yourwebsitetips.com. I could sign up and get a yourwebsitetips.mygbiz.com domain name, and then they would host all the email. And this is a good way to kind of get things set up and testing without affecting your current email strategy. And you can always go back and you can flip between your personal domain or your complimentary mygbiz.com domain. So I always recommend when you're doing this, you can go ahead and you can actually start setting this up without affecting any email notifications or anything along those lines by choosing the A option. You can get everything set up and it won't affect anything until you actually update your MX records, which we'll get to in just a second. So the next thing you want to do is you want to create choose your username and create a password, and the username will be whatever comes before the at symbol. So if you want it to be Dustin@yourwebsitetips or dhartzler@yourwebsitetips or whatever you want that email address to be, you want to go ahead and choose that in, and that's going to set you up as an administrator. So maybe if you're setting this up for a customer or a client, maybe you want to put in, you know, admin or administrator or your name, like putting your actual name in there. So that way you have access, because it's always good to have one user account so you can get, or one account that's an administrator so you can get in, you can make changes, and you don't have to worry about modifying people's passwords to get into their email and that sort of thing. So enter your password there and then do the CAPTCHA, get that in there, and then accept and agree. So what happens next? Now, this is where, and I had to pull a screenshot from markoneal.org because he had one that, and I can't get to the screenshots anymore because you can't get to this process anymore. But you should get to a welcome screen that looks similar to what you see here. And it says sometimes it lasts up to 48 hours to get everything set up and running. Now, as long as you don't change your MX records, your email will not be affected. But you can start slowly working through getting your calendar set up. You can start using the chat features or the, you know, Google Plus Talk and that sort of thing. And so it's going to have a very similar thing like this, and it might work you through a few more steps of, hey, what other email accounts do you want to set up? What kind of access do you want to give them? You know, and it might walk you through a couple steps, but eventually once the sign up process is done, you will get to a screen like this. You will see at the top in the menu bar, it has dashboard, user groups, domain settings, advanced tools, support, service and settings. If you go into users and groups, that's where you can add more people. Domain settings is where you can actually go in and you can add email groups and things along those lines, and just kind of set up some things for the behind the scenes stuff with Google Apps. You can turn on or off if you want the new Google Lab stuff. So maybe some of the stuff they're working on, sometimes you don't want that stuff to be rolled out to all your all your people all at one time. Maybe you want to have a test account. It gives you a lot of control. So you have some ability to do a lot of things from within here. And I'll show you here in a little bit how you can get into this managing this domain section from a Gmail account. So the next thing that we want to do is we want to change once we're all set up and we're good, we can log in. Let me back up here just a second. Once you log in and it says that your Gmail or your Google Apps account is all set up and it's ready to go, then what you can do is you can actually click on the link there that says email, and it'll pull up your email window, and it should have three welcome messages from Google. So once those are in there, then you know that you're good to go, you're live and you're set up. Now, if you're ready to switch email, or if you're ready to set up somebody's email account for the very first time, you want to go in and you want to change the MX records. Now, here's screenshots from my Green Geeks account, and it's normally under the mail setting, and it's just called MX entry. And the MX record is actually the mail exchange record, and it is the resource that tells the DNS system that a mail server is responsible for accepting messages on behalf of the domain. And so if you do absolutely nothing with mail, it's automatically going to default to the web host mail system, which is not normally the best. It's usually kind of a clunky system, which we talked about earlier. So go ahead and click on the MX entry, and then you'll want to go in and select a domain name if you have multiple domains on that account. Most people don't, but if you do, you'll be prompted to select the correct domain name. Next, you want to remove the MX default record. And so that's normally just it's a priority zero, and then the destination is just the domain name. And so you can go ahead and click the delete button. Then you want to add the Google MX records. And as soon as you do this, once you have all these in here, it's going to be pretty much instantaneous. Like, that new Gmail inbox is going to start accepting messages. So once you make this change, it's pretty much live immediately. So we'll go ahead and these are, you'll get all of this as part of the webinar, and these are things that I just have, actually have text expander clips saved for each one of these MX records, because they change quite often, or they're always the same. And so on the right-hand side of the screen, you can see that there are five different line items, and they have a priority of 1, 5, 5, 10, and 10. And each one of those are actually, it's always going to use the priority one first, but if that server is down for some reason, then it's going to go to the next one, and then to the next one, and then to the next one, and then to the next one. So you can see we've got five servers there that are always active, always working to keep our email up and running, which is really, really cool. And then what I also want to show you is how easy it is to set up a Gmail account on your phone, your devices, things like that. It's very simple. I didn't want to go through all the screenshots of everything because there's tons of different programs out there. But just for example, if you set somebody up with a Google Apps account and they have an iPhone, basically they just go in and they add a new account. They click on Gmail, and then they put in just their email address is their full email address, and then their password is their password. And then you hit next, and it's all set up. If you want to tell somebody how to access their mail from just any browser, all they have to do is go to mail.google.com and then put in their full email address and their password, and that will automatically route them to the place that they need to be. So that's really cool. It's really easy for them to get their mail on the go, and then there's tons of resources out there to set up different accounts. If you wanted to, you could set up your Gmail account as a Microsoft Exchange if that's what you want. I mean, you can do it through Outlook. You can do it through all these different places. So that is it makes it very easy. That's another thing I wanted to just share, is it's very easy for people to change or to get these things set up so they have their mail coming to where they need. And the biggest thing that I have found when working with clients is, like, they always, whatever system they're using, they want to stick with that system, whether it's they're using Thunderbird for their mail or Apple Mail or Outlook. Like, they don't care exactly how it works, but as long as it works very similarly and they can use the exact same program, that's all they normally care about. So that's what I wanted to share with that. And it looks like I have a question here, so let me see if I can get over there to that area. The question is, do you have to change your DNS settings to use your own domain? And the answer is, if you're using your own domain, you own your domain, and maybe even your DNS records are saved elsewhere, you always have to change the MX entry for wherever your domain or your DNS servers are located, if that makes sense. So your DNS is what is telling your domain name where to look for your website, where to look for your email accounts and things along those lines. So I can actually go in and I can show you, but through your DNS manager, you should have the ability to select and change those MX records. And yes, and this is a question here from Tim. If you want all the Google Apps accounts to sync to your phone, you can do it via Exchange. That way, they're all synced together and they all work perfectly fine. And that's how the contacts, the calendar, all that kind of stuff comes in through the Exchange. And I'm not exactly sure how all that stuff works and how all that sets up, but that is exactly the answer. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm just about ready for questions. Like I said, I was going to have this full-on demo on how to do things, and then Google went ahead and changed things on me today. So that wasn't good for me. But we should be able to go in, and I'll show you in a Google account here. So this is basically what you can do is, like I said, you can just go to mail.google.com, and then it will forward you to the right place, and then you can go ahead and just sign in to your Google account. And this is going to show my Your Website Engineer account. It's got a lot of stuff in it because I've done some changes and I've done a few other things. And so it looks just like a Google account. Up here in the upper left-hand corner, you can change this to have any logo that you want. I'm never really in this account. I have this one forwarded to other places. So I don't have the branding here, but I could put the yellow helmet or I could put anything there that I really wanted to. And then if I want to go in and make changes or modify my account, over here under the gear, you can click on, you can still do themes, you can send feedback, you can have all your settings, but you want to click here on the manage the domain. If you click there, it's going to open up a tab that looks very similar to this one. And this is where you can go in and you can add new users. So if you want to add, you know, a brand new person, maybe somebody else joined your team, you want to have them set up, you can do that here. If you wanted to have a group, maybe you wanted to create a new group so I could email all the same people all the time, that would be very simple to do. Domain settings in here, you can see what my domain settings are. So my secondary email address is, you know, a different email address. It has the time zone that I'm in. I can enable SSL if I wanted to make sure that I'm always accessing it via the secured server. And then here's where I was talking about the new user features. And so you can choose how to release new features. You can do them rapidly so your users will automatically receive new features, or you can do a scheduled release so your users will receive new features on a weekly basis or 1 to 2 weeks after the rapid release. And so this way that you could set this up, and I think you could do this on a per user account, or you could do this as your administrator. You could go in, you could change some things, you could set different things up. You can upgrade. Here's where they're going to want me to upgrade to Apps for Business because I'm a free user. The domain names are the domain name that I have linked to my account. Another thing that they're probably going to ask you to do is you have to verify your account. And I forgot to mention this earlier, but normally what that means is you'll have to upload an HTML file to your web host, and then you have to click on a link, and then it'll verify that you have access to that account. So they don't want you to be able to set up a Google Apps account for an account that you do not have an FTP password for to get into there. User settings, you can make some changes here. You can change the admin roles to different people. So you can, you know, you can say who are admins and who are not. And then you have the ability to go in, you can change the logos. You can select the different colors. I think there's a way too, like you can go in maybe under settings. You can do different things with the different sites, the mobile, the email, the chat, the calendar, those sort of things. There's an area too where you can go in and you can say what services are supported. I'm not sure exactly where that is, but there's a lot of customizations. There's a lot of things that you can go in and you can do. Let's see if there's more questions out there. If you have any questions, please feel free to ask. We have about 30 more minutes left, and there's not much more that I need to show you because I can't because of the Google thing that they're doing today. So is this the same as signing up for a Google Cloud account? Asked Rick. I don't think so. I think Google Cloud isn't just an add-on or extension to a Google individual account that you already have. So, like I said earlier, there, Google's trying to get to individual and business accounts. And an individual account would be anything that's a any username at gmail.com. So that would be what all your accounts are linked to. But with a the business account or these Google Apps account that we're talking about today, that is a kind of a different animal per se. And when you sign up for a Google Apps account, you will also get a cloud account, I believe, because I think the cloud and the Google Drive are all the same thing. I'm not sure exactly with all the Google terminology and whatnot because I'm not a Google expert, but there are, the best way that I know how to do this is I have everything set up with HartzlerDM.com as my domain name. And so like my YouTube channel runs off that, my Google Plus account runs off that, my Google Documents runs off that, my calendar runs off that, my contacts run off that. Everything is held within that same account. And individual and business accounts do the exact same thing, except the individual is a name at gmail.com and the business is name at yourwebsite.com. So I think those are the two differentiations between the two services, I think. Does anyone else have any questions? Be sure to just go ahead and ask them in the question area. Just type a question in and I'll get to them. And they can be anything related to really anything, email or anything along those lines. Like I said, I had this whole thing set up. I was ready to go and show you step by step by step how to change all this stuff. And then we can't do it anymore because you can't set up a free account. Okay, Robert, go ahead and ask your question.
Okay, thanks. So I was trying to post it in the questions area, but it wasn't coming up. Does it include a Drive account that all the users can access? Is it the same with the calendar that everybody can access, etc.? And what's the amount storage space if it does?
Yeah, it includes all those things. The Google Drive, the shared Google Drive account gets 5 gigabytes per user. And you can share that with everybody on the account. And then the calendar and all those features, you can link, you can share calendars with each other, you can share events and those sort of things. So that's a really neat feature for small companies that want to stay connected or they want to know what other people are doing during the course of a day with the calendar features. And they want if they collaborate on documents and stuff, that's a really a neat feature of Google Apps. Was this helpful information? Have you known about Google Apps? I mean, any feedback? I am really bummed though that you can't you can no longer sign up for a free account for up to 10 email accounts because I think that will hurt people. Think if you had a 10 person business or a 5 person, let's say 5 person business, you know, you could get Google Apps for free. You could sign them up. That would be, you know, no extra expense. Now it's going to be $50 per person. So that's $250 per year for people to have an email account. While running a business, you know, you want to keep your expenses low, but still that's a little bit of money to invest just to make sure that you've got your email set up and going. Oh, now I'm seeing that there's all kinds of questions. Just a second. Let's get to them. Okay, the question in from Rick. He asks, as a web designer setting up this kind of account, is there a way that you can limit the creation of the other accounts, especially if the billing is linked to your website business? Yes, I think you can. I think what you would do, Rick, is you would go in and you would create your account as a super user. So you would be the super user for the account or the super administrator. And then you can go in, you can create lower profile accounts. What is the Jeannie asks, what is your business name is the same as your personal name? Can you get away with having a personal Google Apps account for free? Now, this is where things have just recently changed. You can have a free individual account, and you can have a paid-for Google account or Google Apps account. And so if you want anything with your business an email account with at businessname.com, then you're going to have to use a Google Apps account, which you can no longer do for free. You could go back in, like I said earlier, you could set up a free Google account, an individual account, and then forward your messages, but it makes it kind of clunky, and it's not really the best service, the best way to do that. Okay, Tim is saying that He uses Google Apps for his company. He's the company owner and not an IT consultant. And do you have any problems, Tim, with the way that Google Apps work? Do you like it? Any feedback there would be awesome. The replay, Michael, will be available. I'm recording it right now, so we'll go ahead and we'll get that out to you as soon as things over and I can get a chance to record it and send it out. Okay, another thing that Tim says is another great feature of Google Apps is the Google Apps Marketplace, which is our add-in apps. So you can go in, you can add new features, and they can roll out to different things. Robert, yes, was the one that we called in and we talked to just a minute ago. Let's see what else we got in here. We use a CRM add-in called Solve 360, so that's very useful, Tim says. That's a way to probably manage your contacts and your people that you do business with. I think that's awesome. Marianne loves Google Apps. Yeah, Rick, sorry that he says, wish it was still free, would have gotten one today. Yeah, I wish it was free as well. Unfortunately, it's not anymore. It's just what goes. It's just not email, it's shared calendaring and more. That's another feature of Google Apps. Marianne says, am I missing something? Is there a chat room for this webinar? I do not think there is a chat room. Maybe, I don't know. It doesn't look like there is the ability to have a chat room. I'll have to look into that for the next webinar. That's something I'll look into. Thanks, Marianne, for bringing that up and making another thing for me. Google Talk, I think they're calling that Google Chat now. If you look here on my screen, you have the ability right here that I can, if I had people here in my account, I could go in, I could start a Google Chat with each of these people, which is pretty cool. So in my main account, which I'm not going to open because I probably have hundreds of email messages in there, and be all cluttered up, but it normally pops up a chat window and you can go ahead and you can start talking with people just pretty instantly, which is really pretty cool. I don't know if it's called Google Talk anymore, but it's the new messaging system. You can make phone calls straight from here. You can do a lot of things, which is really pretty cool. To sync contacts and such, do you need to set it up as an Exchange server on the iPhone? I believe that's the best way to do it. I think that's the way you set that up. And then what I've always done too is if people have their old system and maybe it's all set up in Outlook, then there are ways that you can copy all the contacts into their Gmail account. It's a complete pain and it makes it kind of a lengthy process. But I try to get everything into Google. That way they have that same ecosphere, which is pretty nice. Does the company get one number? Robert asks, I'm not sure exactly what that means. Maybe with the phone. If you've got a, if you want to follow up on that, Robert, I will be glad to answer that. Adam's late, so we're not going to share any information with him. No, just kidding. Hopefully some of this that we're talking about will come in to play. The free accounts for Google Apps are no longer available. They just started that today. And so that's kind of a bummer and kind of a pain. You can also conduct webinars through Google Plus Hangouts. Yes, that is an option. I have had a hard time with Google Plus not working well with my account for some reason. I've done a couple Hangouts before, and it's just been absolutely horrendous. So that's why I'm going with the go-to webinar type series. So that's why I'm doing that. Robert asks a good question. He says, what's the best way to send out email with your domain name instead of an @Gmail without an apps account? The only way that I know to do this is to set up an email account through your web host. And so I can show you that here real quick. If you go to What you can do is right here under mail, you can click on email accounts. And these, are, of course, will be different for all different web hosts that you have. You can click on email accounts, and then you can go and you can see the couple of email accounts that I have set up here. You just go ahead and create a new one. And then most of these have the ability to go to more, and you can configure your email client. And so you can go in, and it's got how to set it up if you're trying to use like macOS, the mail app, pre-Lion or after Lion. You've got the instructions. You can just click right on here, and you can, it'll pull up the it'll pull up what you need to do to type in. So you can set up this, and it's completely free to do. So that's probably the best way to do to send out with the domain name instead of an at Gmail account. This is another question from Rick. Does having a Google Apps account benefit your Google Pages listing, such as having a restaurant client on Google Maps? And I believe it all is working together. I think the Google Apps / Google Plus is all kind of rolling into the Google Places page, or I'm not exactly sure what it's called these days. Google keeps changing things all the time, so I'm not exactly sure. But if you have a Google Apps account and all the information is loaded for that restaurant within the Google Apps account, and then that will kind of play in with the Google Places listing. So in my opinion, like to have all of, if you want to be a big player and you want to be listed on Google and Google Plus and all those things, if you have all these accounts put together all in one place, it's going to just make the brand and the everything work together and make it very easy for that client. That's the answer. Don't really know 100%, but I would think that if you have a Google Apps account, you would have a better success rate on ranking things. Because remember, Google owns, you know, the search engine market, and if you're using the accounts that they want you to use, you're probably going to be ranked higher. I don't have proof of that, but pretty sure that's how they do it. Robert asks, do you and each user get their own talk numbers like you would with a free personal account? That question I do not know. I've never really worked with the chat or their talk numbers, but I would assume so. I would assume that every person has their own way to communicate through the text messaging chat feature. And just as a recap, if you want to use the paid business or if you want to use the business Google account, then those are starting today are paid accounts. I still think though that the benefits of using Google are awesome. They're great, and I still will recommend this to my clients. And even though they'll have to pay for it, or I'll add that as part of their package or whatnot, I'm sure that they will find the benefit as well. And I think it too depends on how you as a developer, or as you're pitching different things, you want to make sure that you say, hey, we've got to make some changes. Maybe we're moving you to a new server. Hey, while we're at it, let's go ahead and update your email account, because you're using, you know, maybe you're using some archaic system, or you're using something that's not working quite well. Just go ahead and say, like, show some of the benefits. You're going to get a copy of this presentation. You'll see some of the benefits. If you go to the Google Apps main page, you're going to see, I guess I don't have that right here, but you can go and you can see the different features that they tout as some of the best things and the best reasons to use Google Apps. So that's another thing to think about and take into consideration. So Robert asks, with the free accounts becoming paid, do the other tiers go up in price, or and what are the other tiers? Now, I think that they only have, they have the main business tier, which is the $5 per month or $50 per year, but they also have educational thing. So I think if you're running a .edu website, you can get price breaks for that. And then they have a special government pricing, and I think that's still $5 per month or $50 per year. But that's their only tier. I don't know if there's add-ons if you need more than 25 gigabytes worth of space. Like I said, this all just kind of rolled out today, this morning, of course. But I do not think that there are other tiers. Like that's the tier, business apps or individual. And individual is at Gmail, and business is business. Rick has another question about migrating from the cPanel email to a Google Apps mail and to take your messages over with you. This is a tricky thing. What I normally do with this, and it's a pain and it takes a while, and this is why I don't like dealing with email. What I normally do will set up a customer with they're currently using probably Outlook, maybe Mail, Apple Mail. They're using some sort of desktop system. What you can do is you can actually map both of them, or you can get them both into the Outlook account at one time, and then I drag and drop, you know, folders of messages into Google or vice versa, you know. But there is a program out there that I've tried. I'll see if I can find it again. I one time was really frustrated because somebody had hundreds of messages that they wanted me to transfer, and it was going to take forever because their bandwidth at their company office was very slow and just a real pain. But there was a thing that I just Googled, and I said, move messages from Outlook to Gmail or something like that, and it took all the messages that were saved in their Outlook account, because anything that's in Outlook is saved on the desktop, and then it was able to move those into the proper folders, and it took like an hour or so, but you do have the ability to transfer. I don't think there's a real perfect easy way to do that unless you're an email ninja and you know how to do that sort of thing. So unfortunately, there's not really a perfect way. Yes. Michael says schools and non-for-profits are still free as are those accounts with 10 or less users. So as long as if you've signed up and you're in one of those 10 or less users and you're not currently paying, then they're not going to change it unless they might someday. I might have to pay for my email. But as of right now, you can keep those accounts and you can keep them free. Tim asks, do you recommend backing up Google Apps data to a third-party service like Backupify? If so, which service do you recommend? I guess I really don't have one to recommend. I have used Backupify before. I signed up for their account, and that was maybe a couple years ago, and I don't remember. I don't know if it's even still backing up my sites. I honestly couldn't tell you. I don't know. Like, I put a lot of trust in Google. Like, I feel like they're going to do – I feel that they have so many customers and they have so many people that I should have things backed up. But in reality, I don't. I just trust that Google's always going to be up. It's always going to work because I've never, ever had a problem with them. If one day I go to log into my email and I can't get in, then, you know, then that's when I'm going to throw up a red flag like, hey, maybe there should be something else that I look into or things like that. But honestly, like, I don't know. I'm a very trusting person, and I don't think I'm going to lose any data through Google. That's my opinion. I think Backupify will do a great job. But that's my answer. Sorry, I don't have a better answer for that. Any more questions? We are 5 minutes till the top of the hour. Thank you so much for tuning in today. It was an awesome time, even though I wasn't able to show you a whole lot. I'm still so bummed about this. But I think it's for the best. Everybody knows now that they are paid accounts, and I think they're well worth the money. If you have any questions, if you're trying to set something up, please don't hesitate. You can email me, Dustin@yourwebsiteengineer.com. If you're getting through something, send me a screenshot of maybe a question that you have. I'll be more than happy to look into it and try to figure out how to fix that situation and help you through the process. So with that, thank you so much. Have a fantastic Friday wherever you are, wherever part of the globe that you are calling in today. Probably by the end, I'm going to say by Monday for sure. I'm going to try to have it to you by today, but I will produce this video and send it out to you so you can have a recap and you can play it for others. Or if you missed it, if you were late like Mr. Silver was, you can see the beginning. The webinar notes will be sent to you via email, and it will have the link to the presentation I did. I'll send that out to you over in PDF, and then so you have all the screenshots, you have all that kind of stuff, and you'll have the video, and I'll also record it and send it to you via audio. You'll get that in an email, and then from the email you can go and you can click on that stuff. So with that, I'm going to wrap things up. Have a great Friday, and thank you so much. Take care now. Bye-bye.
The organizer has ended the session, and this call will be disconnected. Goodbye.